Betty Lou Christensen, a longtime Creston resident, is a fierce advocate for conservation. For more than 40 years, she's held numerous roles with Ducks Unlimited Canada. Currently, Christensen serves as an advisor for the provincial council as well as chair for the local chapter, a role she returned to 2 years ago after that branch folded during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since stepping back in as chair, Christensen has reignited involvement in Creston, hosting a successful banquet last fall to raise donations and attract new volunteers. She also mentors newcomers to the organization, hoping to pass the torch and passion for conservation to the next generation. In recognition for her decades of work, Christensen has been recognized as Volunteer of the Year in BC for Ducks Unlimited Canada. Her award coincides with National Volunteer Week, observed from April 27 to May 3. This year's theme, Volunteers Make Waves, highlights how every act of service creates a ripple effect in communities across the country. Volunteers are the currents behind our conservation efforts, propelling the organization forward since it began, 87 years ago, said Tim Binch, National Manager of Volunteer Fundraising. There are about 290 Ducks Unlimited Canada volunteers in BC and over 3,000 across Canada committed to the conservation, restoration, and responsible management of wetlands. For Christensen, conservation has always been a family affair. Together with her late husband, she fostered a love of nature in their children from an early age. When grandchildren came along, she was even more determined to preserve wetlands for future generations. The family became actively involved in Greenwings, a program that engages children under 11 in wetland conservation. Today, 5 of her grandchildren are legacy members, thanks to Christensen, who gifted them lifetime Ducks Unlimited Canada memberships. "Saving the wetlands isn't just for the birds," she said. "It's for 4-legged animals and 2-legged animals, it's for humans, too. Together we can protect the wetlands and wildlife for the generations of tomorrow."